are here at the 2019 California-Nevada Credit Union League Conference in, oh, it's Reach in Monterey. Yeah. And look who's in the studio lounge, Mr. Robert D. Wilson. I like how you put your middle initial in there.
Absolutely. I read once, it makes you sound smarter, so I put it in there.
Robert D. Wilson, you are the league's VP of State Government Affairs. So give me an overview on what a day in the life is in your position, because that sounds like pretty lofty stuff there.
Yeah, no, it changes. Every day's a little different. Kind of depends on when the legislature's in session or if they're not in session. But if they are in session, it's a lot of reading bills, tracking bills, talking mm-hmm. to our legislative committees to mm-hmm. get positions on bills, seeing what's good for credit unions, what's bad for credit mm-hmm. unions, and then taking that information that's given to me from our CEOs and taking that and communicating that to all the state legislators in either California or Nevada.
So are you located in Sacramento and spend a lot of time on Capitol Hill there? Or
yep. what's located in Sacramento. Okay. So we've got an office just right across the street from the Capitol, about okay. two blocks away. So
nice.
Spend a lot of time in there. Then Carson City is only about a two-hour drive from the Capitol as well, from mm-hmm. Sacramento. So
so you're right there in the middle. You can
right
go right back and forth.
Absolutely.
All right, so what are some of the latest regulations that are impacting California and Nevada, the credit
yeah.
unions in each of those states? What's going on out there?
Well, some of the bigger bills that have been passed, a big one in California recently was the California Consumer Privacy Protection Act, and that really kind of sends shockwaves through the whole business community, not just credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
So last year, we were able to get an amendment that helped out carve out some of the data that credit unions collect as part of the Gramm-Leach-Bliley Act.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's great. It was a good exemption for credit unions, but there's still a lot that credit unions would need to comply with.
Right.
So that's really been a headache over the past 2 years for ourselves and for our compliance team and our legal team as well, just trying to figure out what impacts credit unions and how that's going to impact them.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. So how, and speaking of that, how are they managing these regulations?
The regulations were just released,
okay.
I want to say about 3 weeks ago. So Sharon Turley, who's our Vice President of Regulatory Affairs, she's going through them right now, and
okay.
we basically write an analysis on the regulations, or she does,
mm-hmm.
and then we farm it out to all of our members, and they're able to comment on the regulations saying, this is good for us, this is bad for us,
okay.
oh, whoa, that's not going to work at all, we need to get that changed.
Okay.
So we're in the process of that right now.
Okay. So our regulations, are they still occurring at the clip that we were previously, or have we, let me rephrase that. Are we getting more regulations, or is it decreased, increased? What's the flow of the regulations? Because I just remember a few years ago, it was just like, oh my gosh, we're inundated with this stuff, and we can't do what we do best, which is serve our members. We're constantly dealing with the regulations instead.
Yeah.
So what's the status with that?
So I think on the federal side, and that's not necessarily my arena, I think that's been kind of laxed a little bit, which has been good. It's been kind of a little bit less
mm-hmm.
of the regulations on that front. But in California, it's kind of been full steam ahead.
Oh, really?
And it's not necessarily pointed at credit unions or pointed at the financial service industry.
Right.
It's more so a general business issue with business.
Okay.
So it's been a lot of working with the California Chamber of Commerce and other trade associations in Sacramento to try to figure out and try to have a strong voice for businesses in California.
Like administrative type stuff or operations type stuff?
It's a lot. Yeah. I mean, it's, you name it, it's kind of there, right? So
anything to make a business a little bit more sticky. So anyway, so how do these regulations, how do they trickle down to the credit union member? Because I mean, obviously this has an effect on every area of your business, including the consumers out there. So how are the members affected by this ultimately?
Well, our members, we work with PolicyWorks, which is a great organization.
Yeah,
and so
the
they're able to, they kind of send out their update towards the end of the year saying, all right,
mm-hmm.
these are the new regulations.
Mm-hmm.
You employees get X amount of sick time or what have you and why. And so that's great for our members that we have that resource to provide to them.
No doubt.
In terms of the credit union members, I would like to think that it doesn't trickle down too much to them yet. But I know that as more and more of these laws pass, business is becoming more and more expensive to do in California.
No
so
doubt.
Hopefully they don't feel the squeeze.
Yeah.
But if it continues down this path, they may
mm-hmm.
at some point. So.
All right. Speaking of that, so what's how's 2020? I know we're a few months away
mm-hmm.
from ending 2019. How's 2020 looking?
Yeah.
Regulations? Can you get your crystal ball out and see what's going on? Or is that just too far down the road?
It's a little far down the road. There's a lot of, in California, there's a lot of like last minute legislation.
Yeah.
Nevada's luckily, they're not in session. So
mm-hmm.
The damage has been done there. But in California, it's a little hard to see what kind of bills are going to be introduced.
Okay.
So we're hopeful that it'll be a quiet year. Last year was relatively quiet for
mm-hmm,
us,
mm-hmm.
but we shall see. I think that at the end of the day, it's still going to be a lot of privacy conversations.
Okay.
So there was a ballot initiative that was filed for 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that may put a little pressure on the legislature to potentially try to get something done on that front.
Okay. Does it being an election year have any impact on
regulations? Absolutely. Absolutely. So yeah. it does with bill introduction. Kind of depends on the individual and kind of depends on the seat. And mm-hmm. it could make more bills be a little bit more moderate, make some mm-hmm. people vote a little more moderately, or can make people vote a little bit more to the left or the right. So okay. it really depends on the individual and the seat out there. I mean, mm-hmm. I think there's an old adage about not getting a whole lot done in these election years, but that's definitely not the case. So.
Sounds like it. My gosh. Holy moly. All right, Robert, anything else to add to wrap up here? Because it sounds like you guys have a busy year ahead of you.
Yes.
If that, you know, the next 3 months, my gosh.
Yeah, I mean, with the March primary coming up in California, that's kind of figuring out who are credit union friendly members out mm-hmm. there and who are going to be credit union friendly mm-hmm. candidates. And so we'll just be interviewing a lot of them over the coming weeks and kind of figuring out who's going to be good for us.
Right. So. And what can credit unions do in the meantime? What can they do to ensure credit union friendly folks are elected?
We actually held an advocacy training a couple weeks ago in Sacramento mm-hmm. where we invited a lot of political professionals up mm-hmm. and people that are interested in becoming political professionals.
Oh.
And which was a great training. Emily in our office helped set that whole thing up, mm-hmm. Did a great job. And we really went over a lot of those steps that you're kind of going over now and how to get involved with these people before they're actually elected officials and while they're candidates or even if they are elected, just getting on their mailing list, showing up at town hall events and just getting, you know, 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there, mm-hmm. 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there. And so when the time comes, I can call one of our members and say, hey, I need you to call Assemblyperson X, Y and tell them, hey, this is a bad bill for credit unions. Mm-hmm. And that's really how we are effective. So.
Okay.
In the meantime, I guess our members can get out there and just try to get on as many mailing lists as possible and obviously contact our office and we'll help set everything up for you.
Okay, right on. Keeping credit unions top of mind with these folks is priority one, I would think. So
absolutely.
Good stuff. All right, Rob, thanks again for your time.
Thank you.
Well done, sir. Keep up the good work there, all right?
Take care.
Have fun this year.
Oh, yeah.